ABC Radio Australia.
First, though, it's not been a good week for the Papua New Guinea Football Association. On Monday, the national under-19 men's team were due to play a warm-up match in Brisbane ahead of the OFC Championship in Tahiti, but the game was called off, apparently, because of visa problems. In the meantime, the furore over the national women's team is being ramped up on social media. Fans and commentators alike are bemused by the FA's decision to relieve coach Nicola Demain of her duties and sideline 10 players a matter of weeks after the team won the OFC Championship and secured a place in next February's World Cup qualification playoffs. Now, to add to the confusion, two scheduled warm-up matches against Singapore in Port Moresby have been called off. A week ago, PNG FA President John Caponato told us the changes to the team and the coaching setup were being made on the advice of the OFC and were aimed at improving the team's chances of actually securing a World Cup place. Meanwhile, those players who are still on board are in camp and led by a rather confused captain in Megan Gnemba, who has thrown her weight behind her now former coach.
We asked the PNG FA and they told us the players, some of them were injured, and they not really cut them, but they just put them aside. Whenever they recover, they're going to come back and join the team. The 10 players, they're not out there in this 40 women's team to make the final team before February for these qualifiers. And the coach, they said the OFC, they want a qualified coach to take us through these qualifiers in February.
As captain of the team most recently, what do you make of that? I mean, did you or any of the players know that this was coming? Did you have a problem with the coach?
The coach is okay with us, so we just follow what they told us. Because of the country's name, we coming back to play with the national team.
All the discussion that's going on in the PNG media at the moment and on social media as well, I mean, how is that affecting you and the players? Because you were on a high after winning the OFC Championship and you know you're going forward to the World Cup qualifier, which will be a first for the Pacific. And then suddenly this storm of protests from people are saying, why are the PNG FA doing this? If it ain't broke, why fix it? Seems to be the message.
Yeah, that's what's going on in the country right now. But as for me, there's lots of media and all this, so I just don't want to talk. I just want to keep to myself because they told me to do this, do that. And right now I'm just confused and I'm in the camp training with the team.
The suggestion that's been put to me by the PNG FA president, John Caponato, is that they took advice from OFC, who suggested that as well as you've done in winning the OFC Championship, the team was not performing to its optimum level, that you can do better. Do you believe that? And do you think, therefore, change is necessary?
They said that. And if they bring new coach, I don't know. But our coach was, she's still the best. I believe if she stays, she will bring us to that level they expect. But she leaves, so they decide to get a new coach. So I don't know. Whoever comes in, we're going to work with him or her and trying to get what PNGFA want, going to this World Cup standard.
But is there not a concern for you and your teammates that, okay, they might bring another coach in and that person might just make the difference and you might win that World Cup place, which of course you would very much love to do. But on the other hand, it might create a lot of disruption and uncertainty and it might actually weaken your chances.
Yeah, it is going to be new to us. So are we going to work well with him? We'll try to give our best and work with him to achieve what we're looking for.
You were due to play Singapore twice and the first of those games was tomorrow. Those games are now off, but there is a possibility of you playing Solomon Islands in a friendly. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's what I heard from the assistant coach. He said we're going to play a friendly against Solomon Islands.
But you don't know why the Singapore games have been called off?
No.
But suffice it to say, you had two international games coming up, which I'm sure you would have loved to have played to build on the momentum that you established in Fiji at the OFC Championship. And now you're in camp, but currently you don't know when your next game is going to be. Have I got that right?
No, I don't know what's the next game going to be. They just informed us that we're going to play Solomon Island, one friendly that's all. But apart from that, I don't know anything apart from that.
And how would you sum up morale amongst the group at the moment?
They need more training, the new players, to catch up to that standard where some of us were just recently returned from Fiji. They need to train hard to match the standard. So all of us going to be in one standard, so ready to play those international friendlies, because international friendlies are very tough and challenging.
But as far as their state of mind is concerned, they are still positive about what the team can achieve in light of everything that's been going on around them?
About what's going on, the team, we are positive about we can achieve what we want. We can give a good result apart from what's happening in the country.
Megan Gunemba, captain of Papua New Guinea's national women's soccer team, on the line from Port Moresby and putting a brave face on what is a very confused and, many would argue, rather unnecessary situation.